Hello, David McGregor here. Redemption. Big word. Big word with big dimensions. When I think of a sports person or entertainer who's come back from obscurity or addiction, come clean and come back renewed in body, mind, purpose and spirit, I think redemption. Elton John, for years, riddled with the scourges of drugs, alcohol and carefree sexual activity, and in terrible shape, has been sober for over 30 years now. His life has been turned around as he looked beyond his own resources, and as a result, his Elton John AIDS Foundation has raised over $530 million Australian. Astounding. A great redemption story. And excuse the pun, he's still standing. Another wonderful redemption story is the story of Oskar Schindler, who lost everything as a one-time Nazi supporter in the cause of rescuing thousands of Polish Jews during the Second World War, so that those destined for near certain death could know life. For me, Tom Keneally's Schindler's Ark, equally matched by Steven Spielberg's Schindler's List, is one of those great redemption stories. Redemption, so our dictionaries remind us, is an act of atoning for a fault or mistake. It signifies deliverance and rescue. Of course, the Christian faith sees redemption in spiritual terms too. So I invite you to read John chapter 4, verses 5 to 42. That's John 4, 5 to 42. How about you pause this and spend some time reading that, and then press the button again when you're ready to go on. Jesus' encounter with the woman at the well at high noon is a great redemption story. The woman who has had multiple scorned upon relationships over the years, she encounters Jesus, and Jesus encounters her. Jesus chooses to engage with this woman, and he breaks wide the taboos of the day, Jews and Samaritans mixing, male with female, out in the open air, high noon of all times. But Jesus does. The woman already has some sense of faith in God, and instead of putting her down, Jesus chooses to build her up. Jesus chooses to help her see things differently, to dream together with her about a better future. Jesus values her as a person, perhaps in a way that no one else ever has. Jesus offers her living water. And as she looked beyond herself to the resources of God's Spirit, so her life is transformed, renewed, redeemed. Her spiritual thirst is met through Christ. Her dignity and purpose is reclaimed. She is a redeemed woman through Jesus. I wonder how, where, and with whom today will you experience and share the redeeming living water that is Jesus Christ. God bless.